You're listening to Filthy Beautiful Sex.
Subscribe to Filthy Beautiful Sex newsletter to stay up to date.
This episode has been brought to you by Tracy's dog.
Okay, welcome to the next episode. Before we begin, I would like to say that if by the end of this episode you feel like you need to prepare yourself for the possible zombie apocalypse, you should definitely visit the sex shed and use the Sex Toy Survival Guide code to get 15% off. And yes, today we are going to talk about zombie apocalypse and sex toys. Should you pack sex toys and there are zombies in the world? Should you, you know, you hear there are zombies coming, there's a big problem in the world, and you pack stuff, you pack
necessities,
beans, weapons. Probably necessities, beans, flashlights, weapons, whatever. Should you pack sex toys too? I don't know. What do you
would
think?
Would you even think about packing sex toys?
But honestly, I don't think I would.
I don't think it would cross my mind in that situation, too.
I mean, depending on the severity of situation, I probably wouldn't think about it. But maybe somebody, you know, gave me some ideas or reasons.
Why, too?
Why I should pack them, I would definitely consider that.
There's also one important question. Do we know they're zombies? Do we know how you kill them, or is it just a random thing that's attacking the world and you don't know what it is and how to fight it off?
I would definitely, let's assume for this conversation that they're like the Walking Dead style of zombies. The regular zombie.
So you can kill him by
smashing their
head. Decapitating their head off.
Or yes.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay.
The Last of Us Zombies, the show which we watched, and this episode is obviously heavily influenced by it. Their zombies are kind of crazy and nasty.
They're fast,
which is kind of, what? So, yeah, let's kind of assume maybe the Walking Dead scenario where they're slow, dumb, and just want to eat your brains out.
Okay. And then also let's assume we don't have any guns. So we would need some type of weapons.
Yes.
Specifically.
So what, you know, okay.
Okay.
In this episode, we're going to try and convince people they need sex toys for a zombie apocalypse. So what qualities should a toy have to be even considered to be put on this list?
Okay.
What do you think? What qualities, like, should we be, like, what, I don't know.
I think it should be quiet. If you want to use it, it should be quiet.
Yeah, you don't want to attract more zombies by, like...
It shouldn't be too heavy if you want to carry it around.
Yes. Well, we have to assume we're going to be walking a long way.
Somewhere, so it needs to be something convenient, practical.
Yes, and maybe also it shouldn't... I mean, vibrators are cool, but you probably won't be, you know, have a chance to recharge them. Or not as often, I don't know. Maybe if you have those...
The,
like,
battery run.
Yes, or maybe you have the, you know, the solar, the one, the solar chargers for the phones. But, you know, that's a thing to consider. You don't have access to electricity anymore.
So it would have to be something power-free.
Like a dildo or whatever, there's plenty of toys. So anyway, since we are, like, trying to convince everybody to carry sex toys, we kind of prepared a short list of must-have sex toys during the zombie apocalypse. Right? So maybe, would you like to start with the...
Well, I'm going to start with the toy that can also be used as a weapon.
Can you tell us why?
So this is Pure One by Android.
Uh-huh.
It's very heavy.
How heavy? Like, compared to every other toy you tried and touched so
very
far?
Very heavy. I think it's like...
Is it the heaviest toy?
I think it's like a little less than a kilo.
I would throw it on the table, but I don't want to
buy a new
table.
This is a very, very heavy toy. It can be used, obviously, as a dildo. It has a nice weight to it. It's a very good toy. But then I think it could be good weapon.
I mean,
if you hit a zombie with this,
you can definitely smash somebody's head with it.
Smash.
And it's like,
but, and it's like you can wash it very nice, so it wouldn't matter that there was a zombie
blood
rays
or
on
brains.
It.
Brains. And I mean, you can hold it pretty nice if
yeah.
you're like, huh! Yes. So
you can throw it. It's not gonna
podcast
come back.
People. Yes, you can see this, but like I'm smashing zombie's head. And for those of you who don't know, Pure Wand is the toy that people of internet proclaim the best sex toy ever. So not only you have a heavy toy that's a weapon, but you also have a toy that, you know, all of a sudden you live in a stressful world. You need to orgasm every now and then to relieve the stress.
It's quiet. It doesn't have you don't have to recharge it. It emits no sound. The only thing is you would have to carry it around.
Yes,
but
it
would
add
weight
to your backpack.
I would not put this in my backpack. I would just hold it in my hand.
Like
walk around with it, being prepared to smash some zombie heads.
Heads and brains out. Okay.
You can also, like, reach.
But you don't want to pull zombies closer to.
But if it's, like, a different gang attacking you, chasing you through the woods or something.
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
you can reach and smash his neck.
Uh-huh. From behind,
yeah.
See? Okay.
Yeah. I think this would work on enemies, too. It's very heavy.
So you can
it wouldn't smash their brains out, but...
You can definitely kill somebody with it.
So that's one to add.
I like your suggestion.
Good.
It's very convenient.
Very good.
In our review, we definitely compared it to a weapon because it's scary heavy. Okay, so my turn.
Okay.
So on my list, the second thing is the... are the floggers and spanking pedals. So we have a spanking pedal here, simple one. Can you hold it, please? And we also have, how do I open this box? I forgot.
Trigger.
On this side. We have a flogger, right? So obvious use. This is a fancy one, I like it. I don't wanna smack things, but I feel like I have to. So obviously, my intended use for this would be to use them as weapons. Okay, this pedal would probably break on somebody's head if you would like smack it real hard, but this flogger is like, can be a mean tool to like smash some zombies.
You think you could be able to kill a zombie if you like smash it in the head?
Good question. Maybe.
I think you would need to put some nails through it.
Some like tie some like rocks or nails. That would make a nasty weapon.
Nails
that would make a real nasty weapon. That would kill multiple zombies with one shot. Definitely. And also, I mean, you know, it's okay, zombie apocalypse, but you're not only, there's zombies, but let's say you are in a tribe with other people and you're all trying to survive and somebody's being naughty or like, I don't know, eating the food you prepared for a month, or like they're too loud and attracting other zombies, you can also punish them with the flogger.
Spank them too.
Spank them. Okay, maybe not with the
publicly
nails.
Publicly spank them.
Yeah, definitely. That would be a punishment. Right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of easy to carry. You can like maybe holster it or something,
yeah.
Put it around.
I don't know. If you put nails on it, I want to holster it.
Yeah, no. With the nails, definitely not. But I think, yeah, so Android Pure Wand and this one with the nails are, oh my god, I don't want to be that zombie that crosses the path. Alright, so.
Okay, well, we're still talking about weapons. Another way to deal with zombies, obviously, is to use them as your pets. So the other zombies don't.
Is that the
you.
Idea from The Walking
yes,
Dead, from Michonne?
She had it. She had a good thing going on for herself. So we have.
That was sick.
We have some.
Collars.
We have some collars, and then obviously with some collars, we're gonna have a
leash.
Simple leash, so you can carry.
So you can carry your zombie. Hey, here's my. You can have like she has. Michonne had two pet zombies.
Yeah.
So you can have like, well, she used them as a distraction.
Yeah.
So,
so
other
zombies
wouldn't
smell you.
Yeah. That's a
I think that
a
would
good
be
a survival good tool to have in such a world.
Yeah. So I have one more thing here. A spreader bar. The thing is, though, I don't see how you would use this on a zombie. What, you would tie his hands, and by
well,
the time you do it and they're in this position, what are you gonna do with them?
But so let's say you at this moment you have one or two zombies or three zombies as pets, and you're walking with them around the world.
So you would connect them?
No, listen to me, please.
Oh.
So you're like going to the woods looking for like groceries and stuff, and then you need to camp at night. And then maybe when you go to sleep, you tie them to the spreader bar so they don't, well, they're not going to run away, but they're in place to secure your pets.
Or maybe you can connect four of them together.
Yeah. Connect four of them and have your mini little fleet of zombie.
You can also use this as a weapon.
As a bat.
Also can put some nails through it too.
You and the nails. Put nails in everything.
I don't know. I think it's a simple solution that
you definitely makes. And you would probably be able to find nails pretty easy.
Yes.
Like
they're everywhere.
And there's like lots of, if there are nails, there's lots of nails.
Yeah, just gonna stop by to Lowe's, steal all the nails.
Thankfully, we have Lowe's just right here near our house, so you're good with nails.
Yeah, so nails.
Okay.
I mean, I also have, similar to this, I just have the handcuffs.
That would be pair well with the everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So on to my next idea. So in the section we have this thing that's called vampire gloves. It's basically a set of gloves that have spikes
nails?
In them. Mini nails that have tiny spikes. It's used for like things like sensation play and teasing your partner. And we also, the other thing I wanted to mention is the Wartenberg pinwheel, which is also a tool that has tiny nails, tiny spikes,
tiny nails,
which is also used for sensation play. So, but in the case of zombies, it could be mounted on a stick or on the spreader bar, and it could be used as a weapon. I mean, truth be told, the spikes are tiny, but maybe if you like smash it real hard, you would go through their brain.
I think you could go through the eye.
Oh yeah, you can maybe like stick it like a knife. Oh, that's nasty.
Especially like through the eye.
Nasty. I mean, and on the other hand, yes, there are zombies around, but maybe you're with your partner and you wanna give them a night they'll remember forever, like a sexy night. So you can it's not only a weapon. All
yeah,
these
I
things
feel like
are
we turned this a lot into weapons.
All these things
good.
Are not weapons. They can also be obviously the
sex
toys.
Yeah.
I mean, you need like a relief during a big, you know,
big old zombie apocalypse.
It's very stressful around you.
You know, you.
I mean, not like every other night is not the night to remember with zombies around.
Yeah, one night you play with your partner or someone, and then the other night you use the same thing for your zombie pets. Them around.
You would need two of each because I don't see you having antibacterial soap everywhere you go.
Yeah.
So bring two of each. If you bring sex toys, don't forget to bring two of each. Alright? Okay. It's your turn.
Yeah, okay. So we talked about how the toy has to be quiet, right? But what about creating a distraction? Then you would want to have a rumbly toy that you can put somewhere while you sneak out on the other side.
Yes.
So I have here V-Vibe Nova 2.
Okay.
It's a very good sex toy. Yes, it would have to be charged. So I don't know. Maybe we should just keep it fully charged all the time.
Fully charged or
2 hours of play.
Or get a couple of the solar chargers.
Solar chargers.
And
I don't know. Yeah. And then it's a very good toy. Very flexible. I love it. But you could put this on like metal table with some nails lying around, and then you can put it on, and the rumbly vibrations would also, the nails would be like jumping around, and then you could run to a different
side.
Yeah, and I don't think the zombies would be interested in this, so they would probably just leave it there. The only problem with it is, are you gonna go back for it?
Probably not.
But since the battery is 2 hours, you just, while it's slowly ending, well, it's in the last 20 minutes.
You keep it for distraction.
Yeah, you keep it for distraction.
Okay, so bring your to some players idea. Bring vibrators and keep them almost empty for distracting zombies.
Yeah, and also this one has two
motors.
So the whole toy would be buzzing around. Yeah.
So the zombies would like get attracted it like crazy, like brains, and there's no brains. Tricked you, zombie.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's my last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have?
So I have two more actually. So the one that we cannot forget is the wand. Okay, this one has a cord. This one is a Lohanis wand. It's very good. We like it. It's big, so podcast people can see, but obviously you can use it as a bat to like smash somebody's head.
You can put some nails through it.
You can put some nails through it again. You would walk through the wall and like there would be nails all around you.
I think I would wear a nail suit.
Nail, okay.
Yeah.
Nail man. We have a new superhero.
Nail man.
So
no,
yes.
I'm not a man, but okay.
Yes. So, wand as a bat, you can smash somebody with it, but you're also running all day or walking all day from the zombies and problems and issues of that world. And, you know, your muscles will get sore. So you can use the vibrations to like
massage
yourself.
My only problem with it is this one.
Yes.
Has a cord.
No, this one wouldn't be the great. You would need some that's like
battery powered because this one wouldn't work.
That would be, this is actually the most versatile suggestion out of all we gave so far because it can relieve your pain and it can kill a zombie.
And you can masturbate with it.
Also. So, 3-in-1.
3-in-1, yeah. The best option, though, would be, like, the not rechargeable. It would have to be, like, single-use batteries. Because I think you could get those.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, depending what you have at home.
At the nearest Lowe's.
Definitely. Yes, so ones that are to be put. I mean, not just on the zombie list. You need to have one in your life. They're, like, super cool and versatile. For sex and massages, it's a good thing to have at home. And my last one, we actually don't have it here right now.
Oh.
It's a mouth gag. So I'll just circle back to your idea, so now we have pets, zombie pets, and maybe they make some nasty sounds, you know how zombies always make sounds, and you put like, you can mouth gag them, so they don't attract other zombies.
But that would be in the earliest phases of the zombies. It depends on how much decomposed that they are.
Yes, I mean, so...
And which parts of their face they're missing.
Oh, very true. I mean, you can also use it to, like, gag, like...
Someone you're having sex with, so they're not too loud.
Exactly. Or you can, like, maybe, again, you're with your tribe, and maybe somebody is, like... being loud or like rebellious.
So you, if someone stole your food in a zombie apocalypse,
yes,
you would mouth gag them
and spank
and publicly spank them
in
that
front
would be
of
your
the
punishment.
whole survival tribe.
Such a nice guy. Other people will put the bullet through their head, not you.
No,
let's spank the guy.
Spank the guy. Maybe they learned their lesson, and then next time I'm gonna kill him for stealing my beans.
Okay, he likes his beans.
Yes, yeah, so you know. You have to give people a chance, although, you know, it's a bad world. But you have to give them a
but
chance.
Yeah, but it's also, it is one more mouth to feed, but it's also one more person to do the work and to fight off the zombies.
Well, I mean, yes, but if somebody keeps stealing my food and my beans, there's only one solution. They're obviously not going to stop. What do you think?
I agree.
So, okay, one more question. Zombie apocalypse. The Walking Dead one or The Last of Us? Which world would you rather be in?
Oh, with the slow ones, man.
With the slow ones? So
I
The
know,
Walking
like,
Dead?
The, yeah, because I feel like, I don't know, towards the...
I mean,
don't
the show
know.
Just started, The Last of Us, so we, you
but
know...
But we're talking just about the zombies, right?
Yes.
These motherfuckers are fast.
They
have the tongues. I don't know. That would creep me out. I don't even know how to shoot a gun. How the fuck would I survive that? Slow zombies? Give me my pure wand. Let me smack them in their hand.
Flogger with the nails.
Put a lot of nails around. If I had Enjoy, pure wand, and obviously a nail suit.
Obviously.
How would I fight off the last of a zombie?
No.
How?
You probably wouldn't.
No.
Yes. So maybe before you start packing sex toys in a zombie apocalypse, think about the zombies. Like maybe the toys won't be useful after all.
I think Enjoy would be useful.
You can also throw
least,
it.
Yes.
If you
at least once
at
you
least
can throw
once.
It.
And if you hit, you can pick it up and then throw it again.
Yeah. Depending
on how many. Go rob a sex toy store and then you have like 25 Enjoy pure wands and you throw them like almost like frisbees.
Yeah, if they would only come back as a boomerangs.
Yeah, boomerangs, that's
that
what I meant.
That would be the thing.
We should try, but they are kind of similarly shaped. But they're
you
want to
try?
But they're way too heavy.
It's just going to fall down.
They're way too heavy for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so did we say everything about?
I think so. Just one thing, pack your sex toys, just in case.
I hope we convinced you.
You
sex
can
toys
use it
are
as a
important.
Distraction. Take at least one, you know?
Just in case.
You can use it as a distraction. You can relieve yourself a little bit. You can give a massage. Even with the Revive Nova 2, you can give someone a massage.
Yeah, like a literal massage.
You can give them a little massage. It's not going to be a very good one, but, you know, show some effort, though.
Yeah, so, yes, show some love, but zombies are not.
Yeah. And, you know,
what?
Forget about beans. Just get the sex toys.
Leave the beans to Luca. I'll take all of them. Okay, well, that's it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's it for today's episode. Subscribe to Filthy Beautiful Sex for more doomsday prepping advice and zombie apocalypse tips. Bye.
Bye-bye.